Hi, I'm Leah Canland with my husband Steve, and you're listening to our Insightful Adventures, a show that chronicles our travels around Australia and the savvy, scientific, and scenic things we experience along the way.
So today on the podcast, we are doing our Tasmania wrap-up. We traveled around Tasmania for 10 days, and excluding the ferry ride to and from Melbourne, we traveled 1,824 kilometers, or 1,094 miles in 10 days. So just like all our other wrap-ups, we are going to talk about our favorite place, favorite food, favorite memory, and weirdest, craziest place.
Mm-hmm.
So, Leah, what was your favorite food?
My favorite food in Tasmania had to be the birthday dinner that we cooked for you. It was delicious. We went to a butcher ahead of time and got delicious cuts of meat, of steak, and our grill, actually, we have like a little gas stove.
A propane stove.
We were running low on gas, and we didn't think we had enough to cook it, and so...
we didn't. It was running out.
Yeah. But our camp neighbor, they were so nice. They let us use their open fire stove, basically, so we got to get this really good grilled flavor to the meat.
It was like a grilled smoked flavor. It was really yummy.
Yeah, some grilled veggies, and we had our sparkling honey cider, which is just, that's back from South Australia. We've been carting it around these past few states, and that was yummy. And then we got some desserts, and it was just a super yummy meal.
It was pretty yummy.
And Steve, what was your favorite food in Tasmania?
So I'm going to cheat a little bit and just say the local artisan food in Tasmania. Just the local sourced food of Australia.
Yeah.
Of Tasmania.
We got some cheese at a little factory, and the cheese is really good. But do you remember trying the lavender cheese?
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, that's just like a great example of, it tasted like
perfumed
cheese, but like without the, you know, burn in your throat.
Yeah, but I got two different ginger beers at that cheese factory, and then three at the farmer's market.
Yeah.
Two? I don't
know.
Yeah,
Gillespie's, and then the two other kinds. Yeah. And the breakfast sandwich.
So just Tasmania is awesome. Leah, what is your favorite place?
My favorite place in Tasmania, there were so many because, like we've said before, Tasmania is a beautiful, magical place, and the whole island is awesome. Even though we didn't even really make it to the west coast of Tasmania at all. 10 days is not enough time, my friends.
No. Well, and the west coast is all one big, giant national park, and so it's really remote area, so it's hard to get to, and you'd have to hike in or helicopter in or whatever. So to really hit that part, you'd have to do a couple weeks and hike in and out of places.
Yeah. So all of Tasmania is awesome, but I'm going to say that Cradle Mountain was my favorite place in Tasmania, even though it was brutal walking back. It was so awful. I've never, ever, ever had that much trouble walking back from a hike before. But that aside, I still thought the Cradle Mountain was so gorgeous. The walking trails were really great. It was a perfect combination of walking over boardwalks and seeing these rivers and lakes. And then, you would have to climb up the side of a rock face using just a chain, and a chain bolted in the side of a rock, and then up to the very end where you are literally just using your hands and feet and whatever crevices you can to pull yourself up to the summit with gorgeous views. Cradle Mountain is amazing. So do the summit, walk around. That was my favorite place. What was your favorite place in Tasmania?
Tasmania. But seriously, though, in an effort to choose a specific place in Tasmania, I'd just say Hellier Gorge. We camped there twice. It was a beautiful campsite. So we had birthday dinner, just beautiful tall trees, secluded kind of area. And so that was probably my favorite spot. Although I just love all of Tasmania.
Yeah, definitely.
What was the weirdest place?
So the quirkiest place that we went to for me was that Mona Museum, the Museum of Old and New Art.
It was weird.
Yeah. Anyways, I think we proved the point. That was a very strange place, but awesome. Go there. It's weird. Steve, what was the quirkiest place for you in Tasmania?
So it wasn't the quirkiest place. It was a quirky person. So we were, I think, on our way to Cradle Mountain.
In the town of Bacino or Bacino.
And we were stopped at the harbor. And
it's called the Gulch.
The Gulch. And we were waiting for the local fishermen to come in so we could buy some fresh fish. And while we were waiting, we saw this Jeep pull in, and it said the Outback Astronomer or something on the Jeep. And I love astronomy. I just think it's fascinating. And so I wanted to talk to the guy. I was like, oh, that's fascinating. What is this guy? And I didn't see the guy get out, but Leah did. And so while we're waiting, she saw the guy fishing off the pier. And so she was like, Steve, that's the guy. So I went up to him while I was fishing.
Hung back.
And I just was like, hey, sorry to interrupt you, but I saw you get out of your car, the Outback Astronomer. Like, what is that? I love astronomy. What do you do? I asked him about astronomy, but really what he told me is just how politics are crazy and Indonesia is going to attack Australia, and Australia is moving explosives down the south to prepare for war, and Donald Trump this and that, and the human race is terrible, and climate change, and I mean, a lot of really deep, heavy things he was talking about, and all I wanted to talk about was astronomy, and he just went off on how everyone's crazy and the world's coming to end. The guy was crazy. So Leah, what was your favorite memory in Tasmania?
My favorite memory of Tasmania was spending time at Andara Wildlife Sanctuary with Charlene and Bruce. The property that she lived on was home to several animals, kangaroos, wallabies, ducks, and rabbits, and big old Carlton the wombat. What else? The kookaburras and the tawny frogmouths. Just so many great animals. And so my favorite memory, I'm not just listing animals, but my favorite memory is being able to be outside and be introduced to several of the animals and to hear their backstories from Charlene, and to be able to feed a few of them that evening that we were there. That was very cool, to help prepare the food and feed them. That's a favorite memory. And that will be not just for Tasmania, but for our entire experience in Australia, was spending time outside with Charlene and the animals.
That was pretty great.
So Steve, what was your favorite memory of Tasmania?
Is meeting and holding the wombats at Charlene and Bruce's place. She had three wombats, Mia, Melvin, and Carlton. And I just love wombats. I was probably a wombat in a previous life.
I think that's very true.
Yes. I just love everything about them. They're so cute and cuddly, and they can be playful. But when they want to be alone, they just burrow away in their own little hole. And I feel like that's two aspects of my personality. I can be fun and social, but when I want to be alone, I want to be alone.
Yeah.
And the wombats are just, and big Carlton.
Carlton!
I just love the wombats. That was just so awesome.
Yeah, a highlight for both of us for sure.
That was definitely my favorite memory. Just the wombats. And so that was our Tasmania wrap-up. So, yeah, you can catch us on Instagram at Insightful Adventures. And it's a great place to see all our photos of Tasmania and anywhere else we've been. And a good place to know where we currently are at.
Mm-hmm. And you can continue to find us on iTunes, where you can subscribe and rate and review us and download our podcasts. And we definitely would appreciate it.
Thanks for listening.